Kremlin Winter, Russia and the Second Coming of Vladimir Putin, by Robert Service, read by Leighton Pugh. Introduction. In March 2012, Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin was returned as president in the Russian election. It would be his third term in the Supreme Office and his second coming to the peak of power, and he was determined to seize back the initiative by pushing Russian policy, external and internal, back into the framework it had in 2008, when constitutional law prohibited him from immediately standing again for the presidency, a problem he solved by handing over the office to his protege, Dmitry Medvedev, on the understanding that he himself became prime minister. The 4 years of Medvedev's presidential term had nevertheless been a frustrating period for Putin, who had to sit back while Medvedev adjusted some of his cherished policies. When Putin resumed the presidency, he reverted Russia's foreign policy to a stance of confrontation with America. He promoted social traditionalism in Russia. He reinforced the political and security institutions. Putin and his team were avowed conservatives and militant nationalists who aimed to spread Russian influence beyond the country's borders. They would tolerate no challenge to Russia's power and prestige from the other states of the former USSR. America's attempts to expand its influence would meet with resistance. The Russian armed forces would exploit their renewed capacity to impose Moscow's will, and a campaign of propaganda would begin to win hearts and minds around the world for Russia's cause. Putin had started on this path in his first and second terms. On resuming the presidency, he intended to complete the journey. When, in 2000, Putin had initially inherited power from Boris Yeltsin, he reduced the arena of democratic and civic freedom. He loosened the reins on the security agencies. He licensed an official cult of his greatness. Until 2004, he entertained the idea of partnership with America, but he objected to the continuing American armed intervention in Afghanistan and the Middle East, and also to the anti-authoritarian revolutions in Ukraine and elsewhere. He tightened the Russian state's grip on its society and economy, and he threw down a challenge in world politics. During the Medvedev presidency, he nursed a determination to wind the clock back to his own kind of policies once he retook the Supreme Office. His electoral victories in 2012 and 2018 gave him ample chance. In 2024, when he is again scheduled to step down, he will be 71. Nobody knows whether, by then, he will have decided to amend the country's constitution and enable himself to stand for a fifth term. Russian domestic and foreign policies evoke a mixture of fear, respect, and admiration around the world. There is a sustained barrage of hostile commentary about Putin and his administration, citing a sequence of assassinations, cybercrimes, quasi-imperial pretensions, and military aggression. Pro-Kremlin commentators are few, though Donald Trump is one of them. But there have been several attempts to put the anti-Kremlin arguments, which commonly designate Russia as the victim, and omit mention of Russia, the victimizer. The two sides frequently fail to take each other's arguments seriously. One camp takes it for granted that nothing good can come out of Russia and that no improvement in the current situation is conceivable. The other emphasizes the unwarranted harm done by foreigners to Russia without taking account of Russian self-harm, or at least the harm done by the Kremlin. If we are to move beyond polemics, it is crucial to examine how Russians feel and think about their country and the world. Surely a prerequisite for judgment, regardless of whether one lauds or criticizes Putin and his administration. Even the critics, I am one, must recognize that Russia has a lively society simmering with zest and potential. Although Russian affairs have taken a menacing pathway, there have always been alternative routes that many of its citizens have wanted to pursue. They and their leaders, however, are at one in feeling a strong resentment about the way that they and their people have been dealt with by the West. Though millions of Russians dislike the harsh, corrupt ways of their rulers, there is also a widespread opinion that the Putin administration has restored dignity and authority to the country.